This is the World Challenge Devotion for Tuesday, July 27th. The Father's Joy by David Wilkerson. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us, through the veil, that is his flesh, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Hebrews 10, 19 and 20 and 22. There are two sides to Christ's work at Calvary. One side is to the benefit of man, and the other side is to the benefit of God. One benefits the sinner, while the other benefits the Father. We are well acquainted with the benefits on the human side. The cross of Christ has provided us with forgiveness for our sins. We are given the power of victory over all bondage and dominion over sin. We are supplied with mercy and grace, and of course, we are given the promise of eternal life. The cross has given us the means of escape from the terrors of sin and hell. I thank God for this benefit of the cross to mankind and for the wonderful relief it brings. I rejoice that it is preached week after week in churches all over the world. There is another benefit of the cross, though, one that we know very little about. This one is to the benefit of the Father. We understand very little about the delight of the Father that was made possible by the cross. It's a delight that comes to him whenever he receives a prodigal child into his house. In my opinion, most Christians have learned to come before God for forgiveness, for the supplying of needs, for answers to prayer. However, they lack boldness in this aspect of faith, an aspect that is critical in their walk with the Lord. The Lord has great joy that the cross has provided us with open access to himself. Indeed, the most glorious moment in history was when the temple veil was rent in two on the day that Christ died. In the instant that the temple veil, separating man from God's holy presence, was torn asunder, something incredible happened. From that point on, not only was man able to enter into the Lord's presence, but God could come out to man. This set the stage for Christ to send the glorious gift of the Spirit to his followers, and our relationship with God was transformed. World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.